Welcome back to another episode of
Conclave Radio.
For those of you watching, I guess we should talk about this. We're live streaming again.
We're back, baby.
If you want to watch anything you hear from this episode, you can follow us on Twitter or honestly any social media where we'll probably be sharing this video.
We'll share it everywhere.
But we're live streaming to Twitter and Periscope.
Periscope.
So anyway, let's get into it. What's up?
Let's do it.
Hi.
I am your host, Casey Hall.
Hello, Casey.
One of the hosts. And I am joined by my other co-hosts.
Hello, I'm Clint. I'm just glad to be here. I'm just
the real Clint Johnson.
I'm just thankful to be here. The Clint Johnson on Twitter. The Clint Johnson on Instagram.
And I am the one with the beard. The famous beard.
Greg,
did
you see that our GIF came back into existence today on social media?
Our GIF?
Yeah.
And it's called a GIF.
GIF? Did you see our GIF?
It's called a GIF.
Did you see our GIF? It's the one that it's the one that Sabrina made. It says, it shows us in the Conclave U room. It says, who's ready for Conclave U? And then it shows us raising our hands.
Oh,
you haven't seen it?
GIF.
I have not seen that GIF.
Oh, it's number one. Yeah. It is my favorite thing that's ever been made.
I'm going to go look at this while we're on.
It's on Facebook. Search Conclave on Facebook, you and everyone else, and you can see what we're talking about.
That's at Metro Conclave or at Conclave Metro?
I think on Facebook you can just search Conclave.
I think it's Conclave Metro. I could be wrong. I don't know.
I'm fairly certain.
And our other co-host,
John, Conclave's beloved.
Conclave's beloved JTJ Johnson.
You can just search Conclave.
Yeah. We're everywhere.
And yes,
I say this every episode. We're all over social media.
I'm sticking with that nickname because Clint gave me the idea.
That's right.
Conclave's beloved?
Yeah.
I'm going to call you JTJ for the rest of my
Greg
life.
Greg just gave me the stank look. I think.
Greg, you look like Santa, but 50 years younger.
At least 50 years.
Like you're training to be Santa.
Oh, are you Santa in training? You are jolly.
Wow.
You are quite jolly. I didn't say your belly was jolly. No, that's jelly. That's bowl full of
bowl
jelly.
Bowl full of jelly.
No, I'm just saying you are quite jolly.
I see no GIF. I'm saddened by the lack of a Greg GIF.
This is incorrect.
And a Clint GIF.
GIF.
No.
GIF.
I put it on there myself.
So this is the debate. The guy who made GIFs
says they're called GIFs. Yeah.
But they're based on graphic interchange format, which if you take it as the words, it's GIF.
Oh,
isn't that awesome?
That is amazing.
I mean, it is an incredible GIF.
I love
GIF.
That. I've got
who's,
to steal a GIF.
Who's ready for Conclave U? And it's just me and Greg raising our hands, even though we were raising our hands for something completely different.
Completely different.
I think we just saw her videoing us or something, so we just raised our hands. And then she was very clever and put that to a GIF GIF.
Yes, she did.
Whatever.
The GIF GIF.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay with GIF GIF.
Yeah.
How's everyone's week going, other than GIFs?
It's been a great week. How's your week been?
It's been pretty good.
Yeah?
It's been a week for sure. It's been a busy week.
It's a big week for you, Casey, because those that that don't know, you're going to be teaching
speaking of Conclave,
you're teaching tonight.
Yeah, he is.
Man, and you're looking all studious still in your glasses. You got a little nicer shirt on.
I got so lucky to pick the week we discuss marriage.
Marriage. Yeah.
What a topic.
It is kind of hilarious. If we had known that, we could have played with the weeks. I just went down the list.
It is perfect that he teaches the week where it's five verses of wives submit to your husbands.
True. I got
if you
five
don't,
verses.
If you don't emphasize that verse tonight with my wife in the room, you have failed
actually,
me.
Actually, the whole lesson emphasizes on the husbands respect your wives.
You ignore that part.
That's like half the lesson,
oh,
so
okay.
We'll see what happens.
How is it one verse out of seven, but it's half the lesson?
Mm. It's a long verse.
I mean, these women. You give them one sentence, they take half a lesson.
Kyle Ottoman really, really emphasizes how husbands treat your wives compared to wives submit to husbands. He also says it's not exactly submit, but respect. I'm like, okay.
Kyle, I believe it says submit.
Anyway, that's
point of contention there.
There's a sneak peek for the next episode of
Conclave. I'm not going to lie. I just noticed the camera.
That's right. We're live on,
Periscope
and Twitter.
That's why we've been looking this way occasionally.
Hello.
Yes, we're trying to do more.
I mean, we're not just trying to look at Hope.
Look at Hope.
Although,
it's pretty similar. If you just look at Hope, you're also looking at the camera in a way.
More or less. For you.
For me.
You're in an angle, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's gonna be a good episode. We're still on our first Peter series. We're gonna try to play Bible Taboo again. I actually printed out the cards.
Yay!
I'm very excited about the game.
I think I am too. I'm probably gonna lose. We're still on our first Peter. Last week we talked a lot about submission, a lot to submitting to the government. Are ostracized, like we talked about how the Christians were ostracized in the Roman government by Nero, and you know how Peter told them to react,
and even if you're oppressed or mistreated or incorrectly judged.
So for this episode, we're kind of looking at the second half of chapter 2 in 1 Peter, which is like verses 13 through 25. Do you want to go ahead and read them, or we just want to? Just want to get into.
We could read a little snippet.
We could read some. Okay. Do you want to? Let's pop. Do you want a popcorn?
Why?
I don't know. So we're all involved. It's a podcast.
Sure.
All right.
So we're gonna play our game at the end. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Excellent.
Popcorn reading is a game.
Oh, sorry.
That's how it was for me when I was.
You got scolded by the sound technician.
How about I start off, and then we can go like, Clint, you, Greg.
And what verse are we starting with?
We're going to start with 13, go to 25. This is second. It's the last part of chapter 2.
And what print translation are you reading
from? I'm NIV. I'm currently using NIV.
Okay, so 13?
Well, it's the most common, so okay. I'm going
I mean, it's not the Good News Bible, but it's fine.
I prefer the GNB, but...
Yeah.
Okay, so in verse 13, submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every human authority, whether to the emperor as the supreme authority, or the governors who are sent by him to punish those who do wrong and to commend those who do right. For it is God's will that by doing good you should silence the ignorant talk with foolish people. Live as free people, but do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. Live as God's slaves. Show proper respect to everyone. Love the family of believers. Fear God. Honor the emperor.
And you ended with what verse?
That was 17.
Your translation was, you ended with 17?
I ended with 17.
Okay. For you know what was paid to set you free from the worthless manner of life handed down by your ancestors. It was not something that can be destroyed, such as silver or gold. It was the costly sacrifice of Christ, who was like a lamb without defect or flaw. Verse 20.
Am I going?
Sure.
But how is it to your credit if you receive a beating for doing wrong and endure it, but if you suffer for doing good and you endure it, this is commendable before God. To this you were called because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example, and you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth.
Host los romanos,
passion
uk epele perdido
de to. Here we were sounding professional.
Is this the Passion translation?
Oh man,
I'm gonna get the Hawaiian
Bible. I've been waiting to do that ever since he started. I was like,
here it comes.
Yep.
That
one kid. 20, in class when,
verse 23.
When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he was suffering, he did not threaten. But he entrusted himself to the one who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that by having died to sins, we might live for righteousness. You have been healed by his wounds, for you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and the guardian of your souls.
Which version were you reading?
HCSB.
In verse 22, is the word deceit used, or is that a different translation?
It's deceit.
It's deceit.
Yeah.
So why deceit? Why point out deceit?
Well, it's deceit or treachery or guile, mm-hmm. or lying or subtlety. All those are the same meaning for the Greek word that's used.
He never uttered
anything that would have been.
Is Peter trying to say that just as Christ told the truth, we should also be true to?
When it's not just truth,
it's the whole point of this section, from what I got, is don't fight evil with evil.
Yeah.
You know, even if it is the government being oppressive towards you. like live as God as Jesus did. You know, he left the example. He didn't necessarily fight back those who oppressed him. You know,
well, and I would even take it to say that when it's saying that he did not commit sin and no deceit was found in his mouth, he never hid his views from the government or from the Jewish authorities.
Right.
He didn't try and tell his disciples one thing, but then when they accused him, hide what he was saying. He was honest with everybody. He had the same message, which I guess goes to integrity. You should live with integrity and with honesty in everything you do.
Right. He didn't disguise himself to stay safe.
Because if our government was a less happy government and it didn't appreciate our freedom of religion as much, we could be like, no, I'm not really Christian. I just go to church for the tax write-off. And we could still be Christian, but we could, when asked, be like, no, I'm not. You know, I just go there occasionally, but I donate money for the tax write-off, but I don't really believe. And the government would be like, oh, okay. But that's not what we're called to do. We're called to be men of integrity. Yeah. And women of integrity.
Yes, women also.
Yeah, and one example that we had brought up was, you know, you see a lot of some of the most influential people in even our society, you know, kind of show that restraint towards the government.
Right.
Like, compared to how, you know, Jesus went up and he let the Romans, you know, crucify him on the cross. He had the power to, you know, call in angels and like armies and armies of angels to stop it, but he let it happen. He submitted to that government. And some of the examples that you had brought up was like Martin Luther King Jr.
Right.
Like how he was arrested and he didn't fight back. He used that time in the cell to, you know, better himself. What did he do in the cell?
He actually wrote letters to churches.
That's right.
He was very, and if you read some of the people that spoke with him, they say he was inspired by Paul. He sat in that jail cell and he said, well, if I'm going to be in jail for doing Christ's work, I might as well do what Paul did. And so he started writing letters to be able to try and explain why he felt the way he did about Christ's example for men's equality. And those letters are actually really powerful. So there's one that I think is published, and it's called Letter from a Birmingham Jail.
Wow.
Or Letter from Birmingham City Jail or something like that. And it's like, if you read it, you're like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
This guy really understood what being Christ-like was about. Mm-hmm. I don't.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he was really a whole lot more sanctified than I am. So, be like that.
Right.
Be like Paul and Martin Luther and Martin Luther King.
Well, one of the things that was brought up to me was he talked about how, you know, when, you know, let's say that, you know, instead of protesting, instead of, you know, picketing or whatever, you know, he talked about how instead of that, that I should do something revolutionary like love my neighbor.
Yeah.
Or, you know, do a charitable act. Volunteer somewhere. And I thought that is so countercultural to how we believe, you know, because right now if I get mad, I want to go on Twitter. I go on the Twitter machine and I just vent. But that's not, you know, is that really the right avenue? Now, you know, I think I could make an argument that sometimes you did. You know, I knew someone that kind of grew up in the Roe v. Wade era.
Yeah.
And they say that, you know, we as Christians should be ashamed that we didn't physically lay down our bodies in front of the abortion clinics. You know, and I've never really thought about it like that. Whereas, you know, because he talks about how we are to submit to the government, but yet, you know, there is a line there.
I mean, didn't Jesus technically stand up to his own religious culture in a way during the week before his crucifixion?
Well, I mean, he stood up when he had to stand up a lot of times, you know.
Because I've always wondered, like, as Christians, when does tolerance become non-acceptance? when do you stand up for what you believe is the right thing?
Well, so I'll use a personal example because this was actually I want to say that I'm healed from it and it's not painful anymore when I think about it, but I had two friends, and I would consider them very close friends, who were both flamboyantly homosexual, and both of them knew my opinions on homosexual marriage, that I have my personal opinions and they are based in scripture. And when it was up for debate a couple of years ago, when the Supreme Court was
looking, 2014-ish,
yeah, 2014-ish, when the Supreme Court was looking at some cases on it, the two of them had alternate responses to me, mm-hmm. because I took the position, this is my belief, this is the government's job, this is how my belief should affect the government's job. One of them said, well, you're just intolerant and you hate everybody. And the other one actually came to my defense and he said, no, Greg has never been intolerant of me or judgmental of me. He's expressed to me his opinion that he thinks that what I'm doing is not living a Christian lifestyle, but he has never told me that I am irredeemable or a horrible person. In fact, he has compared mine and him to the same level in relationship to how he views Christ. So, if anything, he views he and I at the same level. And so these two guys were going back and forth. They both had a worldly opinion. Because of the way I lived, I was able to preach to one in my lifestyle and not with words, which I think is more effective. So it's one of those where it's like, be Christ in the world. That doesn't mean you have to be a pushover, but it also means that when the government says this is what we're recognizing as gay marriage, or this is what we're recognizing as marriage, you say, okay, well, then anybody that wants to perform that under the government's auspice, the government says that's okay. I'm not going to go out there and perform violence against a judge just because he performs gay marriages.
Oh, that no, be, I don't think
that would be wrong, and that would be contrary to scripture.
We don't need a Sumner's Brookett Fair in the modern America.
But at the same time, it is well within my Christian duty to express to my friends that know I love them, this is what scripture says.
So a love the sinner, hate the sin situation.
Well, and I wouldn't even say, I don't like that phrase just because I don't want to associate hate with anything. Love the sinner, express your opinion about the sin, which is that it's a sin just like every other sin. Mm-hmm. And I can take a firm stance on that and not be hateful, but just say, look, this is what scripture says about it. Because when people think you're hating on them, you lose the ability to minister to them. Mm-hmm. But when they recognize, hey, this person really does love me, even though they disagree with me, well, maybe I should listen to what they say. And that's when we have a chance to speak life into our society, whether it's Roman or pagan or English or American or whatever society you live in. You can only speak life into it when you are full of love and you are full of the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
Speak life, speak life.
But I think that's kind of what this is saying is live in such a way that they look at you and they go, wow, I disagree with that person, but I really appreciate the way they live.
Because what Peter said was, although they have all these stereotypes and all these names for the Christians, how they were known to be like atheists or for incest or anything like that, you know, they... Peter told them to prove them wrong through your actions and through your life, not through, you know, arguing that you're not, you know. Yeah. Because the more we feed into the hate and the fight, the more they're going to realize that those said things, you know, are true, that they are, that we are, that we should be oppressed.
Yeah.
But...
yeah, when somebody says you're a hateful bigot and you say, I love you, they go, wait a second, what? I mean, it's just, that's how it acts.
Yeah.
That's how they act.
That actually, weird movie to reference, but yeah, Dad, have you ever seen Daddy's Home 2? You have? Have you seen it?
No. I have not. I'm sorry.
Okay, spoiler alert. At the end,
we need to do an episode of that, but
whatever. That's a loss. At the end of Daddy's Home 2, it was like this dad and the stepdad having a big fight throughout the entire movie, or this disagreement come and stuff. And like it's like Mark Wahlberg and John Cena. Mark Wahlberg like marches up to John Cena, and they're like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "Something I should have done a long time ago." He looked at him and said, "I love you." And John Cena was like, "You take that back." It was just a good moment, but it was a good example of, you know, like fighting that aggression with love, and it ended up, you know, he did the right thing. It ended the feud.
Yeah.
But sorry, random example made me think of it.
I mean, if we're going,
but that's really what we should do.
I mean, if we're going through movies, I think, while not exactly the same thing, 12 Angry Men also is kind of similar.
Didn't see that either. Yeah.
Where the idea of understanding the circumstance and trying to understand the motivation behind why they're voting to send somebody to, I think it's death sentence. I don't remember exactly. It's been quite a while since I've seen that movie. But, and how over the course of the film we see how one man tries to dismantle and understand motivation, and on the other side tries to understand why people are this way.
Casey?
Yes?
What time is it?
It's game time!
Game time! Oh, I'm so excited. Do we have a name for this game?
The name of the game.
The name of the game from the interwebs just calls it Bible Taboo.
Oh, hey, Bible by the way, Taboo. By the way,
pause. Ooh. Oh, for those of you that lived through the 90s, you just lost the game. And continue.
You just lost the game. I feel like when you say Bible Taboo, we should all say, ooh.
We can do that.
Okay.
So how the game works, if you
wait, what's the name of the game?
Bible Taboo.
Ooh. What you got to do? Oh, very nice.
Wow. I don't even need to look for intro songs.
No.
So, how the game works, if you haven't listened to the last episode, which I fully recommend.
Or
you
ever great played episode. Taboo, ever.
Right. So we have cards here. It has a word that you try to make your team guess, and it has the five forbidden words that you...
I thought it was three.
Is five.
Five.
That you cannot use when trying to explain said word.
Are we going to split like we did last time along the table?
Yeah, you and me. And you want to do that? Me and Greg versus Clint and JTJ. And we can trade up. Or maybe we can just have like a elongated competition. Who knows? We may change the game up. So anyway, and each round is a minute. I'll get the timer out.
Okay.
So who would like to go first?
I would like who's to guessing? Go first.
Who's answering? First or last? And the last will
be first.
So you go ahead and you go first, and then Casey can go, and then JTJ can go, and then I will take the leastest position. Leastest position. Yes, it's under clock.
Yeah, but I don't think my iPad has clock.
Yes, it has a clock.
It should have clock.
You do the search, and then CLO.
CLO.
Clock.
There it is. Look at me. And then you have stopwatch.
All right, timer.
Tick tock. There's the clock.
Not knowing technology like
that. So what you're saying is that I'm going to...
So how it's
going
to work, you have a minute to make your teammate, JTJ, guess the word on the card.
Okay.
Now, the only problem with these is you can see through the back of them.
He won't cheat. We're honor code tonight. It'll be fine.
Okay. Well, and so what we'll do is let him pick a card, and then he'll pass it through to us, and then we'll both look at it.
But I have to be able to hold it so I know. So I'm going
to get him. You're going to pass it to us, and then we're going to pass it back just because we need to see the word. Okay, that way we can be like,
And I'm trying to get him to guess the word, but I can't use those words to describe it, correct?
Right.
Okay. You do the Pac-Man thing, and I will read out what the card is.
He doesn't have... Oh, because the people
so the people on the podcast need to know what it is.
Okay.
Or you could just step outside.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. You just can't hear it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Said, Pack it. Pac-Man. Can you hear me? Okay, good. The word is Nineveh, and you cannot use the words preach, city, Jonah, whale, or repent.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
Yes.
Okay.
Did you hear any of that?
No.
Okay, good.
I feel Clint like I look Johnson, like an idiot.
JTJ, are you ready?
I'm ready. We're, we partially. Got this.
All right, 3, 2, 1, go.
There was a town where the Lord sent the prophet to speak.
Nineveh?
Boom.
Yeah.
Way to go. 7 seconds.
What are we playing to, by the way? You want to play to 3 or?
You know what? I'm gonna record the time.
I'm pretty sure that my time in... I forget what they used to call it. It was like a Bible trivia thing. I forget what they called it.
This is basically
so
it.
So do I have a minute to see how many I can do? Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm very... No, it's Sean's turn. You have a minute.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, it's you have a minute to get the other person... Yeah.
So now it's y'all's turn? So
now it's our turn.
Okay.
Actually, I think in the way it's originally played, it's a minute and you... No, it can't be a minute and you have... as many as you can do because you wouldn't be able to show the card to everybody. Pull one.
Whatever. Let's just play.
It's our game. It's our rules. We can do everything.
The sound engineer will have to do that Pac-Man thing, so he won't be able to tell what sounds are being made. So, y'all hold on.
Thank you, Clint. The word used is Nebuchadnezzar. And the words I can't use is King, Dream, Daniel, Babylon, our wall.
We're good, JTJ. We got this in the bag. Round one to go.
Yeah, there's
no
way I'm going to be able to. Are you ready, Greg?
I am ready since I'm a lip reader. And
I know who the weak link is on this group.
All right. 3, 2, 1. All right. So this word has 5 syllables.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay.
This was a man of royalty.
Jehoshaphat.
No.
5 syllables.
And
Jairus, Darius.
He had a blank.
He was Egyptian. Royalty.
I want to help.
Nebuchadnezzar.
So
yes.
Boom.
That's it.
Wow.
Really?
Just
yeah,
two guesses.
That's
30
right.
Seconds.
About 30 seconds.
Fantastic.
That was 28 seconds. Thank
okay.
you
28
much.
Seconds.
I'm sorry for not being exact.
So, I mean, it wasn't
look
7
at that.
Seconds. That's all I know.
Wow. We're
so. Am I the one picking it?
Yes.
Am I really
picking
it off
the
top?
You're just picking the one off the top.
I'm sitting here going through kings and trying to figure out what's 5.
Have you ever done the Pac-Man thing? No. Okay.
Okay, so put your fingers inside your, like, yeah,
and
then
move
just
them back
move them in a circle, and they make the Pac-Man sound.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I can't hear anything.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
All right.
Let me see it.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Am I done?
The word is.
That's going to be awful.
And the words, the forbidden words are arm, foot, length, measure, and arc.
Oh, I know exactly how to do this.
All right. Are you ready?
You're good.
You're good. Okay. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1.
God had Noah build a boat using this
wood.
Can I say no?
You can say no.
No. It was what he used to determine how big it was.
Don't look at it.
I'm not looking. I'm not cheating. That's all you got for me? Like,
I don't know how I would do this.
Noah. God gave Noah.
It's like a square. Like, if you put, like, a 3D square, what do you call it? A 3D square. Like a box.
A cube.
I don't know.
10 seconds.
I am really on the struggle bus here. I should not have taunted Casey.
No, you shouldn't have.
Okay, what was the answer? This
it was cubit.
A cubit?
It was cubit.
Yeah, so
who the hee-haw would have guessed cubit?
Here's what you say. The arc was 120 blank.
That's correct. Cubit feet.
I can remember how
yards
long.
Yards or whatever.
I couldn't remember how long the arc was.
That was a hard
cubit.
One.
Yeah. Is that the same thing as a measurement?
No, a cubit is a foot.
It's like a foot.
Oh.
Actually, a cubit is the length of space between, I think it's your tip of your finger and your elbow.
A cubit.
Okay. Man.
A cubit is 18 inches.
That was tough.
Yeah,
45
finger to elbow.
I'm picking
how
the top card, but I'm not looking at it.
Because I could not figure
out. Oh,
because
it's my turn.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Does that mean it's easy or hard? I can't tell. Oh, and you have to announce it, so I'll do the Pac-Man thing.
Oh, I have to announce it because you can't announce it. Can you hear me, Casey? Casey, can you hear me? The word for Casey is serpent. The words I cannot use are Eden, Moses, garden, snake, and brass. Can y'all hear? Y'all good?
Yeah.
No, you're good? Okay, we're good. We're ready.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Oh, are we going? We're going.
Oh,
hey.
Oh.
Sorry.
You should be 3, 2, 1.
Oh, you didn't. Sorry. You didn't give me a warning.
3, 2, 1.
You should be innocent as doves and wise as
language.
An owl.
No. It crawls. It slithers.
Oh, is wise as a snake?
Another word.
A serpent.
There we go.
That's right.
Oh.
That's right.
How come we get Cupid?
Yeah.
And you get serpent.
Yeah.
Luck of the
There's
draw.
So that's many just, ways.
Yeah, that's just
what was
that?
Turn again. What was
that's
that?
The cards, two to, man.
18 two seconds.
18
so
seconds.
It is currently 2-1.
JTJ, we're about to get another 7-second one right here.
So you okay. guys got
to... Right,
2-1, although y'all either succeed really quickly or you fail.
That's correct.
We're yeah. like, oh, yeah. right there. Oh. Right.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Pac-Man it. The word is Thanksgiving. I cannot use the term dinner, prayer, turkey, appreciate, and November. This is
we could start. A
this is like taking money from a baby. I don't know
Please
why you take
don't
money
do
from
that.
A baby.
Last time we did that, it
no.
didn't go very well.
All right, are you ready?
Yes. So
give me the countdown.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
This is a certain holiday that comes in the month before December. Where you get to eat a lot.
Passover.
No, oh. don't think Christian.
Oh, don't think Christian?
What's the name of the holiday? Yeah, the holiday in the month before December that you eat a lot.
Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
That was it.
I was thinking.
You overthought
it. I was overthinking that.
All right.
I now feel like an idiot.
It is 2-2.
It is 2-2.
I didn't think you were being literal.
So it is now my turn to make you guess things.
This is it.
If
right. if wait if you succeed that is 3-2
win.
And we win.
You win.
If yeah. you don't succeed, we have to keep going sudden death.
Sudden.
I was gonna, I was like gonna you, say till
I guess at that okay. point we just have like hope say it and it's just a free
the
for all.
The word I'm trying to guess okay. make him guess is Peter.
Okay.
The words I cannot use is Paul.
I mean, if
deny,
you don't get this within 5 seconds,
disciple, and
like
we're Jesus.
Literally this is our study.
All right.
I know.
Look, you know what to say, right? I mean, I hate to help
oh,
you, but...
Oh, you don't even know what okay. I'm going to say.
This is going to be
I mean, no,
so
this is a dunk.
Short.
I mean, we're about to get dunked on right
Are
here.
Are you ready? 3, 2, 1. Here comes Cottontail.
Peter?
Yeah.
4 seconds. I thought you were going to say the name of the book, the person
oh,
that wrote
that,
the book that we're
that
doing Conclave View.
That would have been a good one. I don't. Maybe Easter's on the mind. I don't know.
Okay, I have to duck out a few minutes early before we say our
All
goodbyes.
Right, yes.
Goodbye, fellas.
Actually, well, we can say goodbye right
okay,
now.
Okay, say goodbye now.
Hey,
that was a fun episode. I really
yeah,
enjoyed
it.
That was a really fun episode.
All right. Thank you for joining in on
Retweeted
this episode.
Conclave on Conclave Radio.
If you want to join us for Conclave, we're at Metropolitan Church of God every Sunday at 6 o'clock. Conclave View every Wednesday at 6:30, where we're talking
yep.
about our First Peter series. And also, we have now Conclave AM at Metro Church at 9 a.m. And, of course, Jason Browning preaching the fire at 10 a.m.
on fire.
Sunday. The fire! The fire! And if not, that's okay. You can follow us. We're
all over social media.
And then we are on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter. Now, Conclave Radio is on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. So give those and Conclave both a like, subscribe, share. You can share this video through
Retweet
Periscope
it.
Or Twitter,
yep,
wherever
sure.
you need to. And please, you know, listen to the podcast. If you're watching online or you follow us on social media, please listen to the podcast. We're wherever you listen to them. We're on
Put
every
us on
platform
even if you use us to go to sleep at night.
That's fine.
You don't even have to listen to it.
I listen
just,
to the podcast every night.
Throw it
on. It's fine.
and we will be talking about marriage.
Oh
on the next
boy!
Next episode of
Conclave Radio. Woo!